It's lesson time. Scoot up your chair. Lean in. I'm going to be reading from Acts chapter 4. I'll begin with verse 24. They lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is within them. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching forth your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of your holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. I'd like for you to take notice of the word they. In verse 24, it tells us, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. In verse 31, the Bible says, when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. I don't know who all they were. We do know that Peter and John was amongst these that were praying. There's a backstory to this prayer meeting. It goes back to the temple, to the gate called Beautiful, and on a porch called Solomon's Porch. It happened on the previous day. Peter and John were going up to the temple to pray and worship God. And before they could go into the temple, there was a crippled man sitting at the gate called Beautiful, seeking alms of Peter and John. Peter and John were broke. I can see them now as they pat their pockets while telling the crippled man that they did not have any silver or gold. But Peter says, such as I have, give I unto you. Peter may not have had silver or gold or any other material thing to give to the crippled man, but Peter was not without something that he could give this man. Peter told him, such as I have, give I to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And immediately his feet and ankles and bones received strength, and he leaping stood up and walked, and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praised God. And when the people saw that this crippled man was healed, they gathered around. They were amazed. They marveled. And when Peter saw it, he said unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel at this? Why look on us so earnestly, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his Son Jesus, whom you denied and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. You are the children of the prophets. You are the children of Abraham. Unto you first, God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you. I like that. Here in this verse of scripture, Peter points out to the people how special they were to God. He said, "You are the children of the prophets. You are the children of Abraham. You are an heir of the promise of Abraham." These people had a goodly heritage. These were the descendants of a man favored of God. They were the apple of God's eye. They were the object of His great affection. They were indeed special. Peter said, "Unto you first." It came to you first. First, God sent His Son to bless you. And what did you do with this great blessing that God sent? You crucified the blessing. You killed the blessing. Oh, my friend, let us never be guilty of killing a blessing that God would have for us. Let us never be accused of killing the Spirit, choking the Spirit, quenching the Spirit that God has sent to bless us. God has sent Jesus, His Son, to bless you, and in His name, through faith in His name, has made this man strong. And the Bible tells us that as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus Christ the resurrection from the dead. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. So when Peter was preaching Jesus Christ raised from the dead, it grieved their hearts, and they took them and put them in prison until the next day. And then on the next day, when they brought them into their midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Well, if you don't want to know the truth, never ask a Holy Ghost-filled preacher to speak on the subject. Then, the Bible says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "You rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done unto this impotent man, what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all of the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole." And when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus Christ.